discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything He is, that is why He told Abraham, He said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave Himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God Himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, what a blessing. It's an honor to be here. And it's wonderful to see everybody once again. Pastor, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. The last time I came
to the house.
What a blessing. I want us to celebrate our pastors, Pastor George and his beautiful wife. Wow. What a blessing. I think you have one of the best pastors in the whole world. That's what I think. You know? The pastoral ministry is not common.
Yes,
there are prophets who have churches. There are evangelists who have churches. But there are not many pastors who have churches. Who are committed to your shepherding. Your feeding. You being cared for. You being led and guided. You being gathered for many things. It's not common. We have a pastor who really cares. We have pastors who really care. And who are always there. And the Bible says we should honor all of those who are like that. So I want us to honor our pastors. With a round of applause. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you. Yes, we love you. We may not say it much, but we do love you. And we appreciate you. Yes, for the work. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We hosted Dr. George in our church in December. Yes, and we had a blast. We were blown away. It was wonderful. Even though the lights was worrying us. You remember?
Yes.
It was wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to know Him and His beautiful family
and
to be a part of the family. I feel I'm a part of this family. That's how I feel. So, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to all the helpers, all those who help for things to function in this place, for the church to continue, for the church to do well, I want you to know that you are greatly appreciated. The greatness of a minister is dependent on the greatness of the people who have been given to him. The greatness of a minister is dependent on the greatness of his helpers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if I said it the last time I came here. But Jesus said John the Baptist is the greatest of all. Out of all the men who are born of women, there's none greater than no great prophet like John the Baptist. This is Jesus is God. And God says this. So God's testimony must be true. Yes. But John the Baptist did not work a single miracle.
Ale o Ioan Krstitel ani ich za zrako znakrdes.
He was preaching with the leather boxer shorts.
Chakazinelas and the short ka kojenu.
And eating wild locusts and honey.
Halas kobilki.
And baptizing people.
A bolela zlenipe.
He didn't raise anyone from the dead.
Naushta jaznikas.
Like Elijah did. Like Elisha did.
Sar o Elias ushta jas.
He didn't turn water to blood.
Ani na premeninjas opani prorat.
Like Moses did.
Kafkasaro Mojis.
But God said.
Ale odil peleste penjas.
He's the greatest.
Yovinu nek bareder.
Why?
Soske.
Because he came to introduce God.
Yes.
He came to open the door for God.
Yes.
So God said, he's the greatest. Because he came to introduce me. So if you are here, helping to make things work, to have this beautiful place, to have order, to have people coming to church and going, people taking care of a place where a lot of people receive hope, making this man of God a great man of God, you are very great. So I want us to celebrate all helpers with a big round of applause. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from my father, Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Yeah.
Great man of God. I'm in the ministry because he preaches about ministry. I've learned how to be a pastor because he's taught me how to be a pastor. And I'm grateful to God for his life. I also bring you greetings from my pastor. I have a pastor. He's also called Dr. George.
Yes.
Dr. George Wilfred Arthur.
Yes.
Great man of God, it's been a great blessing to me
over the years.
So let us pray. Father, thank you for this evening. We are grateful. We are thankful for the gift of life, the gift of health, for the blessings that we enjoy. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for making us children of God through the sacrifice of your Son Jesus Christ. We are grateful, Lord. Lord, speak to us tonight. Lord, speak to us tonight. Make a change in our lives. Make a difference in our lives. Help us get to know you more. Help us get to know Jesus some more. We know that without Jesus we can do nothing. Help us know him more tonight. And thank you for fruitfulness and establishment for every single one of us. We are grateful. We receive your word with meekness and with gladness. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you give Jesus a big shout? And you may kindly take your seats. Sorry for letting you stand for so long. It was not intentional. Hallelujah. All right. So I have the opportunity of sharing with you. Doc, thank you so much for this opportunity once again. I'm sharing on the available church.
Dostupná cirkev, téma.
The available church.
Dostupná cirkev.
There's a book I'm writing by the grace of God.
Hin knižka so písinel skrze milosť Božiu.
Called The Glorious Church.
So pes vyčinel oslavená cirkev.
And I'm going to preach from chapter 4 of that book.
Kazinela andale 4. kapitola kola knižka tar.
You know, God has an aim for all of us.
Le devles ehim vare so perdala mende savorende.
God is not aimless. There's a reason for our salvation. God saved us for a purpose.
Odel a mi spasin jas a šťalo zamer.
And one of the main purposes of God in our salvation
a jek hlavno zameris and amaro spasenie
is to make us the wife of his son.
Ehin kaj te kerel amin dar kole mudren
Jesus Christ.
Pročavo predalo Ježiš Kristus.
So it's actually a love affair. A love affair.
Odahin láska, láska boja.
The story of salvation can be a good Telemundo series.
O spasenie na nečakaj so perasuno.
It can be a good Telemundo. Do you know Telemundo? How do I say it? A good love television program.
Chayo da Avel perdal varekas nane oda perasuno, ale shay tuke Avel vareka na cha show.
Yeah, Telemundo is all over the world. I'm surprised. Is it not in Canada? It's in Canada. Yeah, it's a very... Yeah, Spanish soap opera. Did you not see? You are really a Christian. That's wonderful. You're a good Christian. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5,
and
the
Ephesians 5,
verse 25,
25,
the Bible lets us know one of the purposes of God. His husbands, love your wives.
Mužovia, milujte si ženy.
Just as Christ also loved the church.
Ako aj Kristus miloval cirkev.
And gave himself for her.
A seba samého vydal
za. So he calls a church a her, a lady.
La cirkev vyčinil žena.
And then he calls Jesus Christ the man.
A o Ježiš Kristus peske penel muž.
Next verse 26.
26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse her
aby ju posvetil očistiac,
with the washing of water by the word.
Ju kúpeľom vody.
That he might present her to himself
skrze slovo, a postavil si cirkev,
a glorious church
slavnú,
not having spot or wrinkle
bez poškvrny a bez vrásky,
or any such thing
a bez čohokoľvek
podobné, but that she should be holy
ale aby bola svätá,
and without blemish
a bez úhony.
This is God's aim. He saved us so that he might sanctify us and cleanse us by the washing of the word or through his word, through the agency of his spirit, to make us a glorious church.
Slavno a sveto cirkev.
The glorious church.
Oslaveno cirkev.
Who is the Lord's wife?
So hini žena ledevleske.
The glorious church is the Lord's wife.
So
one of the reasons why we come to church is so that the pastor will take the word of God and give us a deep shower. Oh yes. Because the word of God is like water.
Lebo slovo Bože hino sarpani.
That's what he's saying here.
A
the word of God has
stavka,
John 15:3. Look at John 15:3. Jesus said, "You are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you."
Yeah.
Now you are clean. John 15. John 15:3, not 20. 15:3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. 15:3.
Nikto nemôže.
3.
Čistý ste pre slovo Božie.
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Vy ste už čistí pre slovo, ktoré som vám
hovoril. So the word of God is like water.
Takže slovo Božie hino
sa. That cleans you.
So tu dávol te čistinel.
It cleanses you from thinking in a wrong way.
Andalo zlé zmyšľanie.
It cleans you from doing the wrong things.
Očistinel tu andalo zlé veci.
And makes you it leaves you feeling fresh.
A te kerel tutar čerstvo.
To do what God wants you to do.
So
God sends his servants to use his word to clean us, to wash us, so that we might be the glorious church. Not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing. No young man, 24-year-old man who is looking for a wife would look for a woman who is 85. Just imagine if your 24-year-old son came to you with his girlfriend and he says, "Mommy, I'm bringing my girlfriend to the house." And he brings this lady to you and she's 85 years old. Ask her neighbor, what will you do? What will you do? He will not be impressed. No. This one, like, we can't have this. Everybody wants a fresh young lady. Ask your neighbor, do you want a fresh young lady to come to your house? Yes, fresh. Fresh. The teeth are in place. You have one already. You are blessed. I also have one. Fresh. Everything is on point. No wrinkles, excuse me to say. None of those things. He wants fresh. That is what Jesus also wants. Jesus also wants a young church. A young, fresh church. No oldness. So no matter how old you are in the church, Jesus wants you to be fresh. He wants you to be young. He wants you to behave in a young way. I don't know if you like my message. Should I go back to Accra? You like it? Okay, beautiful. Jesus died and went to heaven at age
33.
He doesn't want his bride to be older than him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. So the glorious church is a church. There is a number of things. There are a number of descriptions concerning the glorious church. But one of the main descriptions of the glorious church is that it is young and it is fresh. Do you see? It is young and it is fresh. And ready for any new thing. You see, when you grow older, desire also reduces. That's why Abraham was a very great man. And Sarah was also a very great woman. Because at age 100 and age 90, and God told them, go and have pleasure. God told Sarah, go and have pleasure with your husband. Go and do what produces children. And Sarah had to change to become a very romantic woman. All of a sudden, she had to dim the lights. What a shock. Because when you grow older, there's no desire. Am I preaching or I'm not preaching to you? Am I preaching to you? I'm preaching. When your husband touches you at age 70 or 60, you can say it. You might say, what is going on? What's happening? Jesus wants a young church. Because he wants to marry the church. There's going to be a marriage ceremony in heaven one of these days. Jesus is the husband or the groom, and all of us are the bride. It's in the Bible. Let us be glad. Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. His wife has made herself ready. There's a marriage that is coming. And there's even a reception. There's a wedding and then there's a reception. You see how we love weddings. You love weddings. Do we love weddings here? God wants to have a very big wedding for his son.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine that the reception will be for 7 years? The wedding reception will be for 7 years. It's not for 7 hours, 7 years. Yeah, it's a very big deal. And the honeymoon will be for 1,000 years. It's all in the Bible, I'm not the one saying it.
Hallelujah.
Look at the next verse. Look at the reception. The reception is in the next verse. And to her was granted that to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
A smela sa obliec do skvúceného, čistého kmentu. Tým kmentom sú spravodlivé skutky svätých.
Verse 9. Then he said to me,
povedal mi,
right.
Napíš?
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Blahoslavení, ktorí sú povolaní na svadbu.
So there's a marriage of the Lamb.
Hod baránko. Takže him.
There's the marriage of the Lamb. And then there's the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's a reception.
Yes.
You see, and Christians are the ones he's coming to marry. You see, verse 7 says that the wife has made herself ready. Then verse 8 says that to the wife, to her was granted that to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of who? The saints. So the saints are the ones we are talking about. Go to verse 11. Revelation 19, verse 11 now. You will see this same group of people and how it's actually the church. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's Jesus, right? Beautiful.
Amen.
That's Jesus. Now, look at the next verse. Jesus is not coming back. The second coming of Jesus is, he doesn't come alone. He comes with an army. He comes with an army. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine lining, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Who are the, go back please, who are the people in the fine lining, clothed in fine lining, white and clean? Who are they? It's the saints. So you and I will be coming with him. After the wedding, after the wedding feast or the reception, our honeymoon is actually a fight. It's a war. We come with our Lord to come and fight and rule and reign here on earth for 1,000 years. Yes. So the Lord is looking for a wife. That's why he died. He died so that he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Because the church is his wife. It starts out as a church. Then it grows to become his bride and becomes his wife and becomes the army, that follows him when he's coming. That is our future. That is our future with our Lord, with our husband, ruling and reigning with him forever and ever. That's your life. That's where you are going to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you've noticed, it says he wants the church cleaned. He doesn't want the church to have spots, wrinkles, or any such thing. Nobody wants that. So what are some of the things that makes us wrinkles? And makes us spots? A church full of Hatred.
Cirkev z toho nie plno nenávisť.
It's not gonna work.
Na fungi nela.
Those are spots.
Oda hin škvrný.
You see, the Bible talks about how Cain was a spot and how Cain killed his brother.
Saravjas Okain a Okain murdar jas le prales oda hin škvrná.
Let me look for it for you. It's not part of my notes, but let me just look for it for you.
Rodol tuke.
Jude. It's in the book of Jude.
Judo.
Verse 1, chapter 1. It's only chapter 1, verse 11.
1:11.
It says, woe unto them.
Hold on.
Jude 1:11.
Yes.
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of love. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruits wither, without fruits, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I mean, he goes on and on and on and on and on. But if you notice, it says that, verse 11 says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? Cain is the one who kills his brother. Cain is the one who does what? Who kills his brother? So any Christian who kills his brother has gone in the way of Cain. How does a Christian kill his brother? 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar.
Keď niekto hovorí miluje Boha a nenávidí brata, je klamár.
For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?
Kto nemiluje brata, ktorého videl, ako môže milovať Boha, ktorého nevidel?
Oh, it's not in the Bible.
Hinodane Biblia čina.
Ask on nearby, is it in the Bible?
Púčam do susedu, s hinpistimen kadane Biblia? Amen. Yes.
Amen. There's a place that says that the one who hates his brother is a murderer.
A Biblia penal ten, kto nenávidí brata, je vrah.
Hey. Let me look for it for you.
Rodol tu ke hekada.
It's like you are interested.
Fez zaimino tut kada veršos.
Can my pastor look for the verse? Without a problem. Ah. Chapter 1 John 3:15.
Prvý Jan 3:15.
I like the message I'm preaching. I just like it. It's beautiful. Can you read this one to me? Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Whoever hates his brother is what? Is a murderer. So a Christian who hates another Christian. We are in the same church and we are not talking.
You're
offended at one thing or the other. When we say, move around and shake your neighbor. You turn and then you see him. When he's coming to hug you, try hugging me. Then you pass under the hand like that. That's what you are doing in the church. You have gone in the way of Cain. The way of Cain is a spot. God doesn't like spots in his church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of spots. I can talk about them. There's a gainsayings of Korah. You remember, he mentioned it. James, Jude, you remember, we just read it. Jude. Woe unto them. Jude 1:11. For they have gone in the way of Cain. I just explained it to you. And they have run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. That's also a spot.
Za odmenu a Korachovou zburu.
I'm sorry to say it, but Balaam is the one who does things in the house of God for money.
Prebačin, kaj tu ke penel, ale sa jane so him bal, bal e him kodal.
I don't know if I can say that in here. I can say it.
Šaj penel tu ke vo vere.
The one who plays drums for money.
Koda, so napríklad bašavel a šťalolove.
Plays keyboard for money.
Po klavíri sino a šťalolove bašavel.
He does the projection for money.
O projektori skerel a šťalolove.
He tunes the sound for money.
O zvuky štelinel a šťalolove.
When he moves it, it's $10.
A na hibinel kaleha, o zvuky džal.
He moves it down, another $10.
Čeporo pomixos, o hlasos.
And he'll make sure the sound is bad, so he can move it a lot, and then you have so much dollars by the time the service ends.
A šťal baškada, lelove.
Yeah, Balaam.
O dahin obal.
Yes. Balaam prophesied for money.
A jo vavlia skavka hete prorokinel maškaramenda šťalolo.
And Balaam is the one who taught God's enemies
so učinela
how to destroy God's children.
Le devleskren nepriatelen sataničine.
I wish I could go into, but you can read it for yourself. It's in Numbers. Yes. Numbers and then also in Revelation chapter 3.
Ando štvrtá Mojžišova ehinkada.
There's the gainsayings of Korah.
Ale hin veci so ehin andalo Korah.
Yeah, gainsayings of Korah. How do you say
that? Hin zbura.
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 That's how you say it.
Yes.
His name is Buddha in your language. Okay. I'm sorry, forgive me.
Korah.
The gainsayings of Korah.
Zbura, Korah, Korah.
Okay, so the gainsayings is Buddha, yeah. Beautiful. The one who speaks against authority. Korah is the one who spoke against Moses. And organized a revolution against Moses, the sent man of God. Korah and his people are the first group to go to hell alive. Yes. God, all those things are spots. Find someone in the church complaining. Why didn't they do it like this? Why is it that the pastor always has to come and say it like this? Why is he saying we should give tithe? Ask your neighbor, how far? How are you?
As
far. Yeah. The gainsayings of Korah. I mean, Korah can say things. Is he the only one who is called of God? Me too, I'm going to be a called of God. Whatever he's doing, we can also do. Then you have a private WhatsApp group in the church. And you are teaching what you want to teach. Yeah, I had a church member like that. He had a WhatsApp group.
Hasless WhatsApp skupinka.
So we think we are pastoring the church, not knowing there's a group that is not part of the church. He has a church in our church. Yeah. And all those people have changed. Yes, they have become so different. People who were on fire for Jesus. Who were doing evangelism for the Lord. He told them in the group that evangelism is not important. Because the Lord will save whoever he wants to save. And he showed them scriptures to prove it. So some of our shepherds who were very hot for the Lord, all of a sudden they were not minding us again. When we say we are going evangelism, they don't show up. Yes. Korah, gain sayings of Korah. Those who accuse you. They are all Korahs. Yes. Everything the pastor does is not nice. When he visits you, why does he keep coming around like that? Why does he keep coming around like that? What's the meaning of that? If he doesn't visit you, the same person will say, why is he not visiting us? What should we do now? We visited, you say you don't like. We are not visiting you and complaining. Ask your neighbor, what should the pastor do now? The church is really quiet today. I don't know if I'm saying something I'm not supposed to say. I hope I'll be invited back. Hallelujah. All those things are spots.
And
they are wrinkles. They destroy the church. They prevent us from being part of the glorious church. Now, if you've noticed, Jesus uses the word of God, his word, to cleanse the church. Remember, it's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So the word of God is very important. Without the word of God, you will not know that you are even a spot. The word of God has the ability of exposing all the hidden things in your heart. The word of God is called a double-edged sword. And let me show you the two edges of the sword.
2
Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So he's talking about the word, right? He's talking about the word of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. On one side, you have doctrine and instruction for righteousness. All those are teaching. That's one side of the word. The other side of the word is reproof and correction. Are you seeing it? Reproof and correction. Do you have message version? Do you have message version? It's a word-based church. We have message. Beautiful. It cuts on the line of teaching and it cuts on the line of correcting.
Yes.
It's not, if you are in a church, you'll be corrected. You will be reproved. No, it's not, it wouldn't be only teaching. And instruction in righteousness. There will also be correction. And there will be reproof. If you are in a good church, where the word of God is coming, the word of God is like a mirror. It will show you that your makeup, your eyelash, it's entering your hair. You have done equal to, it will show it to you. Do you have message? Are you going to show it to us? In our church here in Canada, the media person is just one person, so the pastor calls him medium, not media. Hallelujah. Can you show it to us? Okay, then let me read it from my Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've not gone into my message at all. I'm preaching about church attendance. So we've not gone into it. I'm just introducing it. So, message version says, every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion. It exposes your rebellion. Sometimes you don't even know you are in rebellion. The word of God will expose it to you. You're on the wrong path. Correcting our mistakes. Sometimes you don't know you are making some mistakes by giving ears to some people who are saying things they are not supposed to say. You may not say some, but you'll be passing comments with your wow. I can't believe it. You have not said anything, but you are in error. Hallelujah. So that's the purpose of God's word. And where else can you find God's word but his house?
Amen.
Where else can you find the word of God but in his house? No matter how powerful you are, you may not be able to understand the Bible just on your own. Everyone needs someone to explain to him and to teach him. That's the truth. That's how God made it. Let me show it to you. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? He says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? He's showing you the equation. He's showing you the equation for salvation. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How does that happen? So you can write equal to. Salvation is equal to. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So you need to believe. And how shall they believe in whom, in him of whom they have not heard? So you need to hear about him. And how shall they hear without a preacher? So you need a preacher to preach for you to hear, for you to believe. Look at the next verse. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? So God sends you someone, a preacher, to preach. Then you hear. Then you believe. Then you can call upon the name of the Lord. And then you can be saved. You remove the preacher from there. There's no hearing. Therefore, there's no believing. Therefore, you cannot call upon the name of the Lord. And you cannot be saved. That's the equation for salvation. And that's the equation for everything Christian. Everything in the house of God works the same way. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Who then is Paul? 1 Corinthians 3, 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed. As the Lord gave to each one. So the Lord gives every one of us someone by whom you believe. You don't find that person. You may not believe a lot of things. All the atheists are atheists because they've not found who the one that has been sent to them. When they find them, they will stop being atheists. And that lets you know that your healing, everything is found in the servant of God that he has given you.
And
when you develop a culture of hearing him and hearing him a lot, you will believe a lot of things. And hence you can experience a lot of things. Brothers and sisters, without the word of God, you cannot believe. That's the truth. Let me show up. I don't think you are convinced enough, so let me show you more. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13.
Isaiah
5, 13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Why are they in captivity? What's the response? They have no knowledge. So what do they need to bring them out of captivity? Knowledge. Knowledge of God's word.
Spoznanie Słowa Bożego.
You see, he says, because they have no knowledge, their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Preto vznešení budú hladovať, a jeho dal prahnúť.
Their honorable men are hungry. They are not satisfied in a lot of things in life.
Bokale avena navlale na do živi
peníč. Because they don't know.
Soske, lebo ani na džane nevedome.
So you need the knowledge of God's
word.
Look at Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Isaiah 4, 6.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Hosea.
This is God talking. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
The
other one said, my people go into captivity. Because there's no knowledge. So in captivity they are destroyed. Also because there's no knowledge. Are you seeing it? Proverbs chapter 9 verse 11. Knowledge is what delivers you. Your deliverance is through the knowledge of God's word.
Proverbs 9,
verse
11. Proverbs 9, verse
11. Sorry, Proverbs 11, verse 9, sorry.
Alebo 11, 9 príslovie.
What does yours say?
Boha prázdny ústami kazí svojho blížneho, ale spravodlivý vyslobodzuje sa poznaním. Amen. Hallelujah.
But through knowledge shall the just and the righteous be delivered, isn't it?
Ale spravodlivý vyslobodzuje sa.
The deliverance of the righteous ones of God is by knowledge. Is by knowledge.
Skrze spoznanie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So nothing can happen without the knowledge of God's word.
Nič bez nás čikačil pri spoznanie slova Božieho.
And God gives you someone by whom you can believe.
A odel tut del geno, kaj skrze kaj ste šia veste pačal.
Someone to explain the word of God to you.
Kaj koda geno, tkaj tavo te vysvetlinil o slovo Božie.
How many of you went to university only online?
Keď si tu mendat pirjan pe univerzita pro online.
Or you stayed at home and your lecturers came home one by one. You don't have that. There's a university.
In
universita. In a physical location. That you have to move. Physically to. And sit to hear. No one became a medical doctor by. If you are an orthopedic surgeon by online certificate.
Sar online chai operines.
I will suspect you. I'm not coming to your hospital. You were a heart surgeon by online certificate. You went to school online.
Online certificatus dine tu toi tu operines.
No matter how much my heart is not working, I'm not giving it to you. You need to be in that physical location. Be with the physical teacher, the lecturer. To show you the physical things and help you become a proper doctor. If we don't trust doctors who get their certificates online, people who just take care of our bodies, how much more when it comes to our soul? Which is more important than our body?
But
for work on your soul to be done, you need to be where you are supposed to be. For the preacher that God has sent to you to do his work on your soul and change you from being a Korah or a king or a Balaam to becoming the glorious church. Hallelujah. So I want to just show you the importance of church attendance. What does church attendance do for you? It's important. But if you are not careful, you'll be a Christian who is not into church attendance. Or you'll be a shepherd who doesn't think that church attendance is a big deal.
Alebo sal pastori se penea modanič kaj na piren kaj na dochadzine na
decizie. You are not, so you wouldn't be concerned when your people don't come to church.
Na zaujeminel tutoj o ľudos na pirelan do zboros.
And you wonder why the pastor is so worried. Why is he worried?
Palis ma čudalin tu sos.
That the people are not coming to church.
Lebo ojene na pirenan do zboros.
We are not telling you to come to church because of tithes and offerings.
Na penal tu kote piresan do zboros aščalo love aščalo.
Listen, God will take care of his house in his own way. I've been a pastor for I think about 16 years.
16 roky hino pastoris.
And this has been my experience. When there's a large gathering, I've had a meeting with 5,000 people in it.
Hazles 5000 žene ande kodas romaženie.
The offering.
Kai has o dari.
It's not impressive. I mean, if you are going to do calculation, like, oh, maybe everyone is giving $10. You have to be broken into pieces. Because it doesn't happen like that. Bishop Dag was saying something.
Bishop Lescro.
He had a crusade with about 50,000 people in it. And the offering was $200. $200. That's about 190 Canadian dollars, right? Yes. No jokes, that's the truth. So it's not because of offering. I've had very small meetings. And I've had $10,000 coming in. 60 people. Yeah, just normal midweek service. Just preach. Okay, let's give our offering. I was wondering who gave the offering. I look for the person to I try to find out. Who are the people who gave this? God will take care of his church. Whether it has 1 million people there or 10 people there. So it is not because of offerings and thanks that we want you to be in the house of God. Stop suspecting your pastor. Why does he want to have many people in the church? Offerings and tithes. They like money. That's not the reason, please. There's something greater. There's an assignment from God to work on his bride. We are like eunuchs, God's eunuchs. We take care of God's bride.
So Avel a starý nela pes palkoja nevesta. Kafka sa družička.
Queen Esther was taken care of by an eunuch called Hegai.
Družičky perdo.
Yes, prepared by that eunuch.
Pripravinená zla.
For the king's enjoyment.
Perdalo králi zla pripravinená.
A true pastor is one who prepares God's people.
A pravdivo pastieri sino kodako pripravinele ľudos.
Without having access to the people, without destroying them. Eunuchs, that means that they don't have the ability to reproduce. It's for the king. They show you what to put on, the perfume to put on yourself to make you attractive to the king.
So
why should we be an available church? Because nothing begins without availability. If you are not available, nothing can happen.
Dostupno, nič by značil.
Is it true?
Hino da pravda?
You want to have a baby?
Kam istiavol tu cikno?
You must be available for your husband.
Dostupno per taloro.
If you keep saying, see you later. Are you going to have the baby?
Nasal dostupno, nabla tu cikno.
Hallelujah. Everything begins with you being available. You must give God the needed attention. If you are going to do a surgery on your lungs, or on your heart, or on your tummy, and the surgeon is there with his tools, he gets to the theater. Where is the theater? Where is the guy supposed to be on the theater table? The guy is online.
online.
You are online. How can we do the surgery online? Everything begins with availability. Nothing can be done for you or with you if you are not available. A student who doesn't go for class is certain to fail. You don't need a prophet to tell you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse
20.
You need to be available. Tell everybody, you need to be available. Proverbs
4:20.
And you should be concerned that people are not available. You should be concerned when people are not available.
You should be concerned.
Because they didn't come for the surgery. Everybody has come. The anesthetist is there. The surgeon is there. I mean, the nurses are there. Everybody's there. You that they are coming to work on. You that you are the patient, they are coming to work on you. You are online or you are home. You are eating crackers and drinking yogurt. What are we going to do? Who loses? You will lose.
You will lose.
Look at this. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. God wants you to give attention to him. He wants you to give him your attention. He says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
It's
another verse. Yes. Give me your heart. You see, God did not speak to Moses until he turned when he saw the burning bush. That's in Exodus chapter 3.
Which one,
Genesis? Exodus. Chapter 3.
Yes.
Verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. But the bush was not consumed. So he saw all of this. But then he made a decision. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? He made a decision to give it some attention, to attend to it. And when he decided to attend to it, verse 4. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. If you don't turn, God will not talk. If you don't turn, God will not what? He will not talk. And some people are crying, God, you are not talking to me. You are not. You ain't turning, sister. You've not turned, sister. You need to turn. You need to give God some attention. You need to give God some attention. You can be in the church physically and be on your phone. Texting, WhatsApping. Should I go back to Accra or I should stay? Should I stay? I should stay. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm grateful. Texting, you're on Instagram.
For Instagram, business.
Yes. In church, of course. How? So you are here physically, but your mind is not here. Or you are here and you are looking at the pastor as he's preaching. But in your mind, you are eating, you are home, you are eating. What's the food they served as the last time? You are eating fufu.
Fufu.
What food do you? What are the nice?
Halushki.
You are in your house eating halushki. Man. You are preparing it.
Yes.
Okay, so when I get home, I'll put the food on fire. I'll do this. I'll cut this. I need 5 minutes to cut that. Jesus. So we are talking about church attendance, and you are talking about halushki. As well. So you are here, but then your mind is not here. Your mind has traveled to your hometown. You are having meeting with your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, all the people you need to meet. You are having meetings in your mind. How will God speak to you? You need to turn in your heart. Turn in your mind. Hallelujah. So point number one for the importance of church. Do I have time? Okay, beautiful. Number one, the church location is a place chosen by God. You see, the government chooses where a school should be.
You see,
the government will choose school. This is a school, a place for school. And no matter how powerful you are as a government or as a businessman, they won't sell it to you.
I
understand the government wanted to do something with some land somewhere. They said no, they won't give it to the government. And they didn't give it to the government. In the same place. Because it is dedicated for school. You can't change it. God also in his eternal wisdom chooses a place, a location where he would speak. Can you imagine that when Jesus rose from the dead? Listen, when Jesus rose from the dead, I'm sorry for coming out. Do you know that?
Janis Alistar.
He rose from the dead in Jerusalem.
Uštiljas andalo hrobos ando Jerusalem.
But then he told the people, his disciples, that they should go to Galilee. They should meet him in Galilee.
Ale himpendo hoyov pendas kas le učenikenge ande Galileja man užaren.
For a meeting.
Avlamen kodu istretnutje.
Ah. Jesus. You are all great, all powerful. You have risen from the dead. Why not Jerusalem? Jerusalem is closer to us. We are all here. You died 3 days ago. We all came here 3 days ago. You died. You have risen up from the dead. What's your business with us going back to Galilee? Which was several kilometers away. They needed to walk for, I think, 2 days or 3 days to get there. Someone says, the church is too far away from me. It's too far away from me. The Lord chooses places. Oh yes, he chooses places.
Yes.
We don't know why he has chosen that place, but that's the place he's chosen. He has a location in mind. Let me show you. Maybe you think the preacher is lying. It's not what he's saying. It's not in the Bible. He didn't show it to us. Let me show it. It's in Matthew, I think. You like my message? I'm preaching. Matthew chapter 27.
Matthew 27.
Verse 9.
9.
And 10.
27, 9, 10.
And ask it, Matthew 27, 9 and 10.
27,
Matthew 20, is it 27? No, 28, 28, 9 and 10. Sorry, 28, sorry. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. These are the ladies who came to the tomb. He met them and said, rejoice. Not in yours?
28, 9,
hey, what Bible is that? We have to talk to them. They have to put it inside. It's very important. Okay, yes, so.
A ako tak išli zvestovať jeho učeníkom, tu hľa Ježiš sa stretol s nimi a povedal.
So go to the next verse. 9 or 10 now.
Vtedy im povedal Ježiš, nebojte sa, idte, zvestujte mojim bratom, aby odišli do Galileji a tam ma...
They should go to... This is Jerusalem.
Andalo Jerusalem.
He's had one meeting with these ladies in Jerusalem. He says, I don't want... This is not my... This is not where my church is. My church is in Galilee. Go, I'll meet you in church in Galilee. Because Jesus ministered in Galilee throughout his ministry time. Go back to Galilee. If you check the distance between Galilee and Jerusalem, you'll be shocked. Can you, Pastor Papo, can you find out, or any of the guys I came with, can you find out the distance between Jerusalem and Galilee? You'll be surprised. I want that information. The point is that the church location is a place chosen by God. This is why I like Deuteronomy chapter 12,
verse 4 to verse 7.
Okay. 150 kilometers. How long do you think one will be able to walk? 150 kilometers. If you are walking, they didn't have... won't you get angry when you are walking 150 kilometers? You are going, you're like, why didn't he meet us here? Why did he say we should go and meet him over there? Don't you think that's what you will say? 150, how long do you think it will take to walk for 150
kilometers?
15 hours. That's more than a day. 15. 30 hours.
30 hours. Okay.
You have 30 hours to walk 100 kilometers. Oh, this is 150.
30 hodiny, 100 kilometre.
45 hours. And you will get tired as you are going. You have to rest. You can't walk for 45 hours continuously. Amen. You have to stop, eat, drink, sleep a bit, and then go. So it can take about 3 days. 3 days. Walking to church. This one, your house is just not so far. You are coming with a car. And you have pulled your mouth like this.
To finish that job.
Why want us to come to church? What a shock.
Big shock.
Charlie, but come to church. It's a location where God has chosen. Don't pull your mouth. Jesus wants to meet you here. He wants to meet you here. This is the location. This is the address. I'm sorry, but this is the address.
Yes.
If you are not asking the government why they have chosen to put a school here, don't ask Jesus why you are chosen to put his church here. Just go. You don't ask, why is it so far away from me? Your job is to be there. That's your job. Just be there. Wow, what a blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 4. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things.
Next verse
5. But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses. There's a place where the Lord your God chooses. Out of all your tribes. To put his name. For his dwelling place. And there you shall go. Wow. It's in the Bible. It's in the Biblia. Look at the next. It says, there you shall take your burnt offerings. You shall go with your offerings. Your seeds, your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offerings of your hand, your vine offerings, your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your heads and flocks. I'll choose a place. I'll put my name there. Go there. And there I'll meet you. Tony, but humble yourself and come to church. Hallelujah.
Come to church.
Number two, let me skip. I want to skip some because we'll not close if I go through everything. The church is the place of elevation. How many of you would want to go to a place where when you go, you are elevated? In life, you are upgraded. Yes, you are upgraded. You receive upgrades. That's the church location. Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." When they said to me, let us go. So it's a location where you go. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Online is beautiful. Online is powerful. It's beautiful. My online audience, I'm sorry. You are very important. We love you. We enjoy your presence online. I'm sorry for the message. And next time, make sure you are here. Next verse. Verse 2. Our feet have been standing within your gates. Oh, Jerusalem. Our feet, your physical feet must be standing there. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up. The tribes of the Lord to the testimony of Israel. To give thanks to the name of the Lord. He says Jerusalem is a place where all the tribes go up. So when you are coming to church, you are going up. From glory to glory. One level of glory to another level of glory. Because it's in the house of God where the mirror of God is showed to you. Always remember that the word of God is a mirror. James chapter 1 verse 22. Look at James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
Buďte však činiteľmi slova a nielen posluchačmi.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. So the word of God is a mirror. Sweetheart, you need a mirror in your life. Without a mirror, you don't know what's going on. You will not know. And you will have every other person telling you about yourself. They will tell you, there's something on your nose. Another person will say, there's something on your forehead. There's something in your clothes. People keep saying things that they are not supposed to say to you. There's something in your teeth. But when you have a mirror, you check everything. If nobody, your identity is certain. In the house of God, the preacher lifts the mirror of God to show you who you are. And as you see more of who you are, 2 Corinthians 3:18 happens to you.
2 Corinthians 3:18.
Let's go back. Yes. But we all with unveiled face beholding us in a mirror.
3:18.
Which is the word of God, right? The glory of the Lord. He says we are being transformed to the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
V zrkadle vidíme s odkrytou tvárou slávu Pánovu, keď Duch Pánov premienia nás v ten istý obraz.
So you change from glory to glory.
Do slávy.
Elevation starts coming into your life.
O napredovanie, o vzrastu.
You will hear something about marriage.
Čuje a varí so palo manželstvo.
You will hear something about about children, how to raise children.
Čuje a varí so palo čave, sadlente barane.
You will hear something about finances.
Čuje a varí so palo financie.
That will upgrade your wisdom and your knowledge.
A kaleha ti rozpoznanie a múdrosť barol.
All the time. It's a place to go up. Whenever anyone in the Bible, whenever anyone was going to Jerusalem, Because that was where the temple was. And they went to Jerusalem because of the temple, because of the house of God. They said they were going up. Whenever they were going out of Jerusalem or to any other place, they will say they are going down. Let me show it to you. It's in the Bible. You like my message? Genesis 35 as well.
Genesis 35.
Genesis 35 verse
1. 35:1.
Then God said to Jacob, arise.
Vyber sa.
Go up to Bethel.
Choď do Betelu.
And dwell there.
Ktorý sa ti
zjavil. Guess what? What's the meaning of Bethel?
Čo znamená Betel?
The house of God.
Boží.
So God is telling Jacob to go to the house of God. Then he says,
Jacob,
go up.
Ja Andro.
Arise, go up to Bethel. Yeah, Bethel means house of God. That's what it means.
Betela, znamenil do Boží.
So whenever you come to the house of God,
takže furtka na Vesandroke,
you are going up in life.
Just upredera do GVP.
You are going up in life. Because you will hear something. You will see something. You will hear something. You will have an encounter with God. You have an experience with God. Something. That will increase the quality of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never take yourself out of the house of God. Genesis 12 verse 10. Look at Genesis 12 verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. When Abraham was going to Egypt, the Bible says he was going down. So those who stay outside the house of God and don't show up, go down. Yes, Egypt is the world. Egypt is a typology or a type of the world. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. These are biblical symbolisms. Yes. Pharaoh is a type of Satan.
Satana.
Yes, Egypt is a type of the world.
Egypt in symbol sveta.
The children of God are in Egypt.
Egypt.
And God sends his servant to take them out of Egypt, which is the world. Away from Satan. Who is using them to build himself treasure cities. Pithom and Ramses. And that's what happens. The world uses you to build what it wants. Takes the best out of your life. And leave you. Yes. That's Satan, Egypt, and what it's designed for. It takes all the juice out of you. But in the house of God, you go up. Say, I'm going up. I don't know if you know what happens to you when you come to church. You see, there's some joy that comes into your heart. Is it true? That you don't get when you're working in the warehouse. When you're working in the warehouse, you get that joy. If they will not even treat you so nicely by giving you nice chairs to sit on in the warehouse. Or at that place where you are working. Am I saying the truth or I'm not saying the truth? They don't treat you as nicely. Your boss is not concerned about your emotional struggles. You can't be crying behind your desk and then your boss will come and say, Oh, my brother, what is wrong with you? Wow, come to my office and let me talk to you. I'm giving you off. 3 weeks off. Fully paid, okay? Does your boss do that for you?
Hey,
never. It has entered the girl, the lady's heart. But in the house of God, your pastor, your shepherd, your leader will help you. They are in your business as though they give birth to you. Can you imagine? It's like we are forced to come close, to come and help you, to come and do something for you, to come and be there for you, be there at your wedding, be there at your naming ceremony, be there to do various things. That's what we gave birth to you.
Oh, pastieri, iskai so odol tu del pastieri soi tavel. Chi peti rivera, chi ande buci, chi ando pari pen, chi ando radovani. Kodo tu avela.
When you are sad, we keep asking questions. Are you okay? What's going on? I want to help. Open up. Your boss. My girl, my sister, come on, go and do the work. Maximum productivity. Clap for Jesus for giving us a church. Clap for Jesus for giving us a church. So that your life, you can be elevated in your life. Okay, because of time, let me just mention one last one. I have 10, but then let me just mention one last one. Okay, it is the place to go from strength to strength. It is a place to go from strength to strength. Strength to strength. Psalm 84, verse 7.
Jean 84.
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
84:7.
Each one.
Pec, keď prechádzajú,
when you come to the house of God,
keď prechádzajú suchým údolím,
strength is ministered to you.
Yes.
They go from strength to strength. Strength to strength. Glory to glory.
Do you see?
Strength to strength. Strength on every sphere of your life.
Yes.
Every aspect of your life. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. I'm closing. Hebrews 10, 25. Have you been blessed since I've been talking to you? Beautiful. Will you go to church more often? And will you make sure anyone who is not going to church, you tell that person, hey, my brother. You are going down in life. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner of some.
Ako niektorí majú vo zvyku.
But exhorting one another.
Ale napomínajme sa.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Tým viac vidíme, že sa približuje ten deň.
It is the manner of some people. They like missing services.
Rado napírem poslúžiť.
They enjoy it.
Vychutnínem peske kada až.
In every church, there are those who run shifts. It's almost as though it's organized. It's almost as though they call each other. If you have a church with, let's say, 70 people, 20 of them will always run shifts. So you will never see the church with all the 70 people, never. You will see 50 all the time. If these 20 don't come this Sunday, they will show up the next Sunday. The other 20 will not show up that Sunday. It's almost as though it's organized. It's wild. You can't understand. I've tried to understand it for many years. I've not been able to understand it. Highly organized by the devil. Highly. Refuse to be a shift runner in Jesus' name. See, I'll always be around. The anointing passes on to those who are always around. Brothers and sisters, Elisha was with Elijah. Throughout their journey, Elijah told Elisha, go back. And Elisha told him, listen, as long as you live, I am not leaving. I'm going to be around. It is those who are always around who experience the anointing. They are the ones who receive the mantle of their fathers and have what responds to their father responding to them. Yes. The Jordan responded to Elijah. It responded to Elisha as well because he was around. The other sons of the prophets were somewhere. They were not part of what was going on. Elijah tried so many times to let the guy stay away. But Elisha was around. He was always around. And he stayed on to the last moment. Yes. And his eyes were open. He was paying attention. He was flowing. So he received the anointing. I see you receiving the anointing. And I see the anointing working in your life. Brothers and sisters, the power of God makes life easier. It sorts you out emotionally. It sorts you out mentally. It sorts you out financially. It sorts your children out. Listen, there's a blessing for the righteous. And that blessing is in the righteous thing in the house of God. Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Show it to us, please. I'm closing. I have several things to say to you, but let me just end. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's your life. You flourish like a palm tree. There's nothing about the palm tree that is useless. Every aspect of the palm tree is useful. Every aspect. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The cedar of Lebanon is the strongest wood in the whole world. Strongest. In other words, you keep growing in strength as a righteous. Emotional strength. What made you cry some years ago will not make you cry this time around. But look at what it says about the righteous. Look at the next verse, verse 13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the law of our Lord. It's the ones who are planted. When you are planted, you experience it practically in your life. You experience flourishing on every side of your life. You experience the blessings of God that make us rich and add no sorrow. Because you are planted. A tree or a seedling, a tree that is uprooted lying down will die. It will not bear fruit. It needs to be planted. When it is planted, it bears fruit. It shall flourish. It shall those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So even though the promise is for all the righteous, it's those who are planted who will flourish. They are the ones who flourish. Why? Because they are the ones who be hearing the knowledge of God's word concerning their righteousness. Yes, continuously. They'll be watered continuously. And they'll keep bearing fruits. Verse 14. Look at verse 14. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. I see you fresh and flourishing all the days of your life. You are walking in the goodness of God all the days of your life. And you are seeing the goodness of God every single day of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No sickness or disease has that of hell can touch you.
Amen.
Because the word of God that he sent to heal their diseases is coming to you every single time. He sent forth his word and he healed their diseases. The word of the Lord is coming to you consistently every week, every midweek, and is healing you of all sicknesses that you don't even know about and giving you strength. They go from strength to strength. Each one who appears before God in Zion, you are going from strength to strength. You are going from strength to strength. I see you going from one level of glory to another, from one level of wisdom to another. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because you are the righteous who is planted. Let me show you one last verse. If I quote another verse, come and see me for counseling. Come and advise me.
Isaiah chapter. You can sit or you can stand. It's up to you. Okay, if you want to stand, it's fine. But I'm just showing you this one. It's nice. I think you should see it. Isaiah chapter 54. Oh, it's so nice. 54, yes.
And the verse?
Let's read from verse
12.
And I'll make thy windows of agates. This is God talking to the redeemed ones. Isaiah 53 is a story concerning Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And Isaiah chapter 54 is the blessings that come after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. You need to read it. He starts by saying, sing, O barren. Go to verse 1 so I see it. Sing, O barren. All barrenness leave your life because Jesus has died. Oh, you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay. No, verse 1. Go to verse 1. This is it, but go to verse 1. Verse 1. Uno. How do you say 1?
Jedna.
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 Sing, O barren.
Yes, I.
Sing, O barren.
Yes, I.
Because Jesus has done it. Because he has sacrificed himself. And his blood has cleansed our sin. And made us his righteousness. He says, now you can start singing. No matter where you are barren, whether you are barren in your finances, barren in your in your body, wherever the barrenness is, start singing. Sing, O barren. You who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud. That's what he says. Then drop down to what I want to show you. Verse 11. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed and with tempest, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors. He says, I'm beautifying your life. Yes. I'll lay your foundation with sapphires. Verse 12. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gate of crystal, and your walls of precious stones. God says, I'm beautifying your life. Why? Because Jesus has died. Jesus has resurrected. Now beauty is yours. Then he says, all your children. All your children. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Not you shall teach your children. He says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord. As you come to church with your children, you are moving around like that. The Lord is teaching them. It's the blessing of the righteous. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. Your children will have so much peace, you will have peace too. Why? He says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Next verse. In righteousness you shall be established, and you shall be found from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Guess what? The pastor is a minister of righteousness. He's a minister of righteousness. He's the one sent by God to remind you of what you are and who you are. You see, Pastor said something. Pastor said something before I came up. He said that, you know Jesus is in you, right? That's not an ordinary statement. Because there's nowhere in the world where you go where someone will tell you, you know Jesus is in you, right? It's only in the house of God that you hear such things. It's only in the house of God that you are reminded and shown your real identity.
Yes.
Where you are showered with the words of righteousness, and you are established in righteousness, and you become far from oppression, financial oppression, demonic oppression, psychological oppression. Liberty comes to you on every side of your life, because that's where the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Rise up and thank God for what he has shared with you. Thank God for sharing with you and helping you. I see you walking in strength. You are going from strength to strength, from glory to glory. David said, I was young. I've been young. And now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. You will never be forsaken. You will never be forsaken. You will never go down in your life. You will keep going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Every single day of your life. The joy of the Lord is filling your heart. For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And in the house of God, the righteousness of God is communicated. The peace of God is communicated. And the joy of the Lord is brought to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And his presence is in his house. I see you walking in joy. You will never be sad again in your life. Whatever has made you sad in times past is taken away from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I see you walking in joy. Walking in joy. Walking in strength in your body. Walking in strength in your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are going from strength to strength. From glory to glory. From grace to grace. That is your life. That is your life. You are going forward. And upwards only. Oh yes. Oh yes. Lift up your hands and just thank God in just some 30 seconds. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with your word. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. If you are here and you are sick in any part of your body, I want you to come forward. I want to pray for you. I'm being led to pray for the sick. You are here, you have any pain in your body. You are scheduled for a surgery. You want the Lord to touch your body for that surgery to not come on. For a different testimony, please come forward. I'll pray for you. Just a minute or two. The visitor's anointing is powerful. Oh yes, to do something for you. Come, I'll pray for you. Amen, I'll pray for you. Amen, I'll pray for you. Yes, thank you. Amen, I'll pray for you. He sent forth his word and he healed them of their diseases. Close your eyes right now. If you're in front, I'm going to lay hands on you. He laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Father, thank you for healing for your daughters. Thank you for healing for them. I lay hands on them and I demand recovery for your son and for each and every one of your daughters. Recovery for your son. Recovery, 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 recovery for your son. Recovery, recovery, recovery. I curse that sickness. I command that devil to leave your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command restoration to every cell of your body, every bone of your body. I command recovery for your blood in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command every organ in your body to recover now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I demand healing to the glory of God the Father, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can test and see if there was a pain. You can check and see if it is gone. And I'll allow you to give a testimony and then you will be on our way. If you can check yourself to see. If you can check yourself. If you can't, we can check later. You can come with your testimony later. Anybody want to give a testimony? Or you come and give your testimony later. Which one do you want?
No, next time. Okay.
You come and give your testimony later. Yes. Beautiful. 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 Pastor will be here to take your testimony. Okay? Is he saying something? Do you want to give a testimony now? No, have you been healed? I just prayed for you. Is your first time here? Wow. Second time. Wow. Have you been healed in your body? Did you come in front because you were ill? You went to the hospital? Okay, but how are you feeling now?
My toe is better, but like my toenail, like ingrown toenail for like 2 years. After that, it was just like I couldn't play basketball and like watch work. It was just crazy. I couldn't do work, and it got to a point where I puked at work because of all the stress that was going on. Because what's it called?
How are you feeling now?
I feel better.
I feel better. Wow.
Sorry if I slept. But like, I was just...
No, I know. It's fine.
I was listening, but I just can't see. My eyes are just so tired.
You're feeling better now. That's wonderful.
I was just like, observing. And then like, wow. I'm just listening, you know, drinking water. Every time you say to be thirsty, I was drinking water. I was like, you're riding me. You woke me up.
God bless. Father, thank you for your son. Thank you for healing him. Thank you for bringing him. Thank you that you stabilize him and use him for your glory. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations, my brother. God bless. It's healed in Jesus' name. It's healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
Can we clap for our brother? Thank you so much for having me. God bless you. Let's invite Doctor to join us upstage. Thank you. I love you very much. See you some other time.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the Word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the Word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's Word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.